Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Well, gentlemen, it's nice to be able to record this episode, and I don't think anybody's going to try to overtake us.
Just watch your back. I didn't notice anything coming in tonight.
All I've got to say is security's got to do a better job. I mean, that's uncalled for. We pay them enough. They ought to be better. Make us more secure in here.
I mean, we got together to record an episode, and next thing I know, our wives are duct taping our mouths shut and throwing us in a closet.
What about Rocco? Rocco didn't even bark or anything.
Nothing.
I mean,
you really got to whip him into shape.
Our attack dog, which is how old is Rocco?
At least 17.
17 year old.
I don't know how old
that bug.
Well, we are glad to be back in the graveyard with you. We appreciate our wives coming on the show last week. And today we welcome you back to another milestone episode. This is episode number 33. Double threes, Craig.
You know what that means?
It's three times the fun?
Isn't that Larry Bird's number?
It is. Larry Bird. Larry Bird, he loved cabbage.
And he did. And,
and he also loved Taylor Swift songs.
Speaking of Larry Bird, we actually have him here in the studio today.
No, we don't. Oh, and by the way, I have not heard. This is, I want to update everybody. I just checked Instagram and The Rock has not replied yet.
Rock Watch 2018. We'll continue to keep you posted. If we hear from him, you'll be the first to know.
Rock, if you're listening. No, never mind. He's
yeah, if you're listening, we're calling you out once again. This is episode 33, your best Epcot Fast Pass selections.
I'll tell you somebody else who's not listening. Our wives. We're safe to go back to usual today.
Rachel's listening.
Yeah, okay, Rachel's listening.
Derek has the supportive wife here.
Yes.
This is episode 33, your best Epcot Fastpass selections. A few weeks ago, we talked about what would be the best Magic Kingdom Fastpass selections for your particular family's demographic. And today, we're ready to talk about Epcot.
I'm kind of excited about our new location.
I like this.
We've got all kinds of room.
Bigger studio.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll be back upstairs next time.
That's true. We've been in a different location the last three times we recorded. So
now, Epcot Fastpass selections, they're a little bit different. Why is that, Derek?
Well, you've got your tiers. Tiered system.
I tear up when I think about the tiered system.
It is kind of sad.
Especially when you get to the less parks of fast pass selections.
Yeah, when you get to the bottom half of the second tier, you're kind of... Epcot's not known for its...
You're like trying to decide, do I want to get a fast pass for this, or do I just want to not get a fast pass for anything?
Yeah, just move on to another park.
Or just...
That's why you have park hoppers.
Yes.
Yes. I would invest in park hoppers for a day at Epcot.
So like the Magic Kingdom, you do pick three fast passes when going to Epcot, but you have to pick one out of Tier 1 and then two out of Tier 2. So Craig, what fast pass options do we have in Tier 1?
Tier 1 would bring us Frozen, Test Track, Soarin', and also preferred seating for Illuminations.
And Tier 2?
Is it seating or viewing?
Viewing.
Viewing.
I don't think you really sit.
No seats, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Unless you sit down on the walk.
I'm going to sit down where I want. That's preferred.
Tier 2 would be Character Spot, Spaceship Earth, Mission Space, Living with the Land, Turtle Talk, Nemo, Figment, and Pixar Festival.
I think you had a little trouble reading your writing.
I know.
For a second there.
I think I abbreviated some of them. Yes, the Pixar Short Film Festival.
And Ellen's.
Ellen's is not an option.
Sorry, Craig.
Craig,
and Maelstrom.
We need to seek out help for Craig. He's Maelstrom stuck in the past.
Not there either. Sorry.
So what we will do is we'll do kind of what we did with the Magic Kingdom Fast Passes, but we're going to change up some things today, Derek.
Okay.
We're going to change up the demographics. I'm going to pick the Fast Passes as if I'm picking a family without children. Craig will have the family of small children, because he's had that before, and you will have the family with older kids.
Because you've had that before. No, wait a minute.
I've taken my niece and nephew.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Have a little experience in this realm. Who wants to start?
I'll go. I'm fine with going.
Go for it.
Okay. For my tier one, I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to say Test Track.
Ooh.
Will be our tier one. Because it's an exciting ride without being overly scary.
Mm-hmm.
And our niece was, she's not into the scary ride. So I would say Test Track is a safe one for anybody that's kind of scared of too much, you know, up and down.
Bruin was three when he rode Test Track. Loved Test Track, but he was scared of Soarin'. So I guess it all depends on the age of the kid and what kind of what scares them and what doesn't. So you've got Test Track as your tier one.
Yep, Test Track. And always, I think for any across ages, Spaceship Earth is going to be my...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who I've got with me.
Amen.
Spaceship Earth is going to be there.
Amen.
And I have no kids. Older kids.
You have older kids.
So after Spaceship Earth, I'm going to go with Figment. Just to terrorize them. and to really, because there's not really, I mean, I sure wouldn't do Turtle Talk.
That's really helping out our listeners here. How to terrorize your teenage children.
After looking at all of them after Spaceship Earth, there's really nothing.
You wouldn't even go to see Living with the Land? I mean, that's, you like that
ride. I would. I don't know if I'm there at night, I would definitely do Living with the Land. After sundown. Living with the Land is amazing after dark.
It is. I concur.
So, okay, I'll switch it to Living with Land. You convinced me. Don't hurt them with the smell of the skunk in Figment or myself.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Living with the Land, it's...
Strong odor.
But again, there's... After you get outside of Soarin', Test Track...
A lot of times...
Those two, I mean, I would essentially say those two are going to be the two for teenage kids... Or older children, but you're only able to get one of those early, and the other may not have availability. So
I will say the good thing about a lot of the tier two rides is it's pretty easy to get day of fast passes for those. Like I remember we've been there before and we've used six or seven fast passes at Epcot. You know, rides that we wouldn't wait long for, but because they had fast pass availability. I remember we had one for Nemo one time. It had like a 20-minute wait, which isn't long, but we had the fast pass and we used it. So,
and it's definitely easy to get those for your fourth and fifth and sixth fast pass as well.
Right. I'll go next. I have no children, which I've been to Epcot before with no children, and I'm going to use my fast pass on Soarin' and not Test Track because for two reasons. Test Track, one, has the single rider line. And two, even with a fast pass, it's a pretty long wait to get on Test Track because you're designing the car. I like the single ride line because, I mean, the designing the car is fun, but it's just another element that you're given to wait. And then Frozen, you know, I've done Frozen before. Now, that being said, Craig, we were talking about this earlier. If it's my first time at Epcot, I might consider Frozen, having not done it, just because it's harder to ride in standby and you're not going to find as much extra fast pass availability. But for what we're doing now, I'm going to say Soarin' as my tier one. Tier two, I will go with Spaceship Earth because it is my favorite ride in the park. It's a slow mover, and I mean, I can ride it multiple times and enjoy it. And I'm probably going to say Mission Space Orange to give myself a little bit more of a thrill. My wife she kind of gets motion sick, but for those who don't have to worry about that, I think Mission Space is a pretty good ride. I know they've recently redone it. The green version is very dull, but Mission Space Orange, Spaceship Earth, and Soarin' are going to be my three if we're going with no children.
I forgot about Mission Space, rather.
Yes.
Just
that,
forgot.
That probably would be a big
one. That would be a better one for a teenager. So.
Than Spaceship Earth.
Sorry, listeners.
Craig, you have little bitty kids.
Okay, we're going to Maelstrom, and then we're getting over to Captain EO.
Daddy.
And then after Captain EO.
These things don't exist. They're not on the map. What's wrong with you, Daddy?
Okay.
Daddy, where'd you get that map?
From 1982. All right. What I would do with small ones, of course, the first tier has to be frozen with little ones because you're not doing Test Track or Soarin' or Illuminations. You could do Illuminations, but really frozen would be the must-do. And that's what we talked about earlier with Matthew and Derek pre-show is if it's your first time to go, you're probably going to do frozen. I don't know. Soarin', you might want to get it too because those are tough fast passes to get.
And if, let's say this too. If you want exclusive pre-show content, send us a check for $2,000.
And be a regular sponsor.
And we'll be glad to email that to you.
The second tier, I'm probably looking at Turtle Talk, and then I'm going to Nemo. Ugh. Probably Character Spot instead of Nemo.
Okay.
Like you said, Nemo, we can get on Nemo later on, but I definitely do Turtle Talk.
Yeah.
Just because the first time we ever went, we did it, and they called out my daughter's name, Harper, and she loved it. And I think I'm trying to think if they did that with Colby, but they absolutely love that. So I'd definitely do that one, but I would do the character spot too. Or since we have a chase card, I would almost use that one too, and you know, do all that together at one time.
To go meet the special
chase character
greeting.
Right. So
yeah, Turtle Talk's one of those that can get kind of crowded later in the day. And you may have to sit through one or two showings, but if you have the fast pass, you get right into the next one.
So right. So, again, with your little ones, and you're not, again, you guys both know this very well right now, you don't want to stand in line a long time with the little ones. You want to get in there, so use those fast passes wisely. And then, like Derek said, once you get past those three, you can get the other ones pretty available in the tier twos. You're just still going to battle, try to get Test Track or Soarin'. But that would be my picks. Frozen, and then Turtle Talk, and Character Spot.
Well,
I'm digging the music today.
I love the Epcot entrance music loop.
Well, we're going to throw, speaking of a loop, we're going to throw a loop on this. A little curveball.
A little
trickery.
Let's do that.
Spitball.
Let's pretend now that, which surprisingly there wasn't a whole lot of overlap there in our picks, but hopefully we provided you with some information depending on your family demographic and what would be a good choice for your group. But now let's go around the table, and it's almost going to be kind of like a draft, I guess. Is there a draft in here?
Probably so. This is not a well-made house.
It's because we're in the basement down here.
Is that a leak?
Is this annoying to everybody else?
We will take a look at these FastPass choices, and let's just say, throw out the demographics of our family. We're going to Epcot. We're going to get to pick three of these FastPasses, but once one of us has picked one, the other cannot. And you can throw out tiers here. You can forget about that.
Okay. So this is more like another ranking system then, essentially.
Yes.
Important to me.
So once one has been taken, nobody else can take it.
Okay.
And we're looking to get three, but there cannot be any overlap.
Taken. Okay. Kind of like.
So yeah, this is
Liam Neeson?
Yes.
We needed him last week.
Where was he?
I have a very particular set of skills. That's a terrible
impersonation. That is your.
I've got a very particular set of skills.
What is that?
I will find you.
We need Mickey from Rocky.
I've got a very particular set of skills. Get up, Rock. The listeners are quickly closing their web browser. Well, I tell you what. Since I am the youngest, I'll go last.
Okay.
Craig, you're the oldest.
Yeah, I just celebrated my birthday 2 weeks ago.
And just to think, in five more years, boys, where will we be?
Less than five
Alcatraz.
Years now. No.
Where will we be, Craig?
We'll be in Tokyo.
Woohoo, Tokyo Disneyland, 5 years away. All right, so Craig, start us off. What fast pass are you taking off the board?
I am taking off the board, and it won't be a big one for Derek anyway. I'm going to take Soarin'.
Soarin is gone. Craig has got Soarin in his back pocket.
Old Soarin would have been my number one, but
yeah,
new Soarin, I'm not as attached to. So I'm probably going to have to stay in a tier one attraction here, and I'm going to have to go with the one I mentioned earlier, the Test Track. It's a good ride.
Well, I guess that means I will take Frozen Ever After
That's hey, nothing wrong with it.
I like it. I mean, yeah, it's nothing a great ride. With it. I would have if I'd had the first pick, I would have taken Soarin'. Even you know, even though I like the new, I miss the old Soarin'. I still like the just everything about Soarin'. I love the music. I love the synths.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just you know when I think of Epcot, I think of Soarin'. So I've got Frozen Ever After. What are you taking next?
I think only to be fair, we'd have to serpentine this. So you come back now.
Oh, look at him using the word serpentine.
Serpentine.
Well, I'm going to take, and I was actually probably thinking about taking this for my first pick as strategy if I had the first pick, but I'm going to take Spaceship Earth off the board again. It's a favorite ride there. Classic Epcot opening day attraction. I've got Frozen Ever After.
It's just hard to beat, you know.
It is.
If it was up there with the, if it was a tier one, it would be battled with the rest of them. I mean, just because you can get on there pretty quick because it's continual moving. But I really like. I mean, Spaceship Earth is hard to. All the
it just says Epcot.
And I the hope, smells.
I hope I mean, you're not giving them any ideas to move that to tier one.
Those candles I've got. Just, I mean, Rome Burning is awesome. Not that Rome Burning's awesome. I didn't mean like that. I mean,
the
smells.
The smell transports you. Jim Rome is burning.
No,
Jim
Rome. No, that's.
I think I'm going to have to go with a nighttime ride and do Living with the Land.
Whoa.
For my second pick.
Living with the Land.
Like I said before, it's totally different ride, day versus night. And
you know, they should have let Aerosmith do that, Living with the Land, because that would go with their song better than Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
What? We're Living with the Land. I could dig that.
Yeah.
I could dig it.
Good idea.
Is that from the... I can dig it.
We got Soarin's gone.
Test Track.
Test Track's gone. Frozen's gone. Spaceship Earth is gone. Living with the Land is gone. So I'm going Mission Space.
Oh, he is taking Mission Space, the other big thrill ride
orange
off the board.
I'm going orange.
Going orange.
I think you can take both of them.
Go
you can
big have orange. Green. Okay, I can have green too.
Green's free.
All right, so.
And now you get to pick again.
Oh, it's my turn again.
Your final pick here.
I am going to go to. You know what? I'm going to pick Illuminations.
Nice. A fast pass
for I've never done that before, but it would be, since it's here for the grabs, I'm grabbing it.
So all tier one is out now. So Craig's final tally, if he could just pick in this little...
I think I've done pretty well.
...fantasy draft type thing, he has got Soarin', Illuminations, and Mission Space.
Orange and green. I got the bonus.
Very well
That's
done.
Big three right
I
wanna, there.
I want to try the Illuminations spot sometime.
Me too.
You know, Illuminations, you can get a good view.
Why don't
anywhere,
you just go stand outside of it? That's close enough,
remember,
right?
Derek is not a fan.
Look, Derek, I mean, if it's there and the fast pass is available as a
Well, I'm just saying,
selection.
Though, you can get right up to the line and like creep somebody out.
Of course, the best place to get would be on the, what is it, San Miguel?
Oh, out there on one of the islands in World Showcase.
No.
Oh.
Where you can, the Mexican restaurant, where you can sit out there in veranda.
Yeah, La Hacienda.
La Hacienda,
San Angel.
Yes.
Or Spice Road Table.
Or if you could actually get on one of the boats with the fireworks.
Yes.
Spice Road Table, number 17 on our list of 17 restaurants to eat at.
Cuisine. That's a ranking system that defies logic.
It is.
Maybe they'd let us sit on the globe that they push out there in the water.
If they hear many more of our broadcast of our podcast, they probably will.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably. We're looking at you, Rock.
Here, guys, here, hold this rock and let it
rock,
hold you down
the
bottom. The
rock
it's a
can
better
get
view.
Us in.
Yes. It's Turtle Talk, Nemo, Figment, or Pixar Festival.
Okay. So after one of the last couple shows, I'm going to have to go with another nap time show and go with the Pixar Festival.
Can you really sleep in there, though?
I've slept through it before.
It's not that bad, though.
I mean, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've done it one time.
And that's kind of a spinoff from the new ride over at Hollywood Studios when they took away Great Movie Ride. Isn't that kind of where it's going to be based upon? The Mickey and Minnie?
That first cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my three are not as good as Craig's.
Well, man.
So you've got Pixar Turtle Talk, Nemo, and Figment.
Pixar Film Festival's off the board. I'm going to take Journey into Imagination with Figment. Bruin likes it. I mean, it's a fun little ride. Sissy and I always like singing the song.
So the two left out are Nemo and Turtle Talk.
The sea is getting no love.
Nope.
But you picked Turtle Talk earlier.
And, right. Yeah, and with Nemo, too, you got all the different things to do after you ride the Nemo ride, which, as we learned last show, you don't necessarily have to, or the tips show, you don't have to ride the ride to get to it, but that's not bad.
Yeah.
I think we do well.
I could live with that much.
I wish they had a fast pass option for American Adventure. I would have picked that. but there's really no need.
I would have picked that. I would have picked.
Yeah. Don't, hey, don't give my ideas.
They'll start fast passing that, and then you have to be later.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Because Disney does listen to all these random podcasts.
They're listening now.
They've bugged us.
Big Brother Disney.
I think that does it here with the Epcot FastPass selections. Maybe we've given you some advice. Maybe we haven't. Who's to say? But I think we all can agree that it's time for
Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
That gets better every time. I'm just glad Derek finally learned what it is we're doing.
I should forget.
So, Craig, it's your turn to ask the question.
Great question this time, guys.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Now, Craig is the one that gives us these very out-of-the-box.
Yeah, it'll be.
Like, if you were on the moon, what would you ride? Something like that. did I take your question? Yes. Oh, sorry. Think of another one.
Okay. Here it is. You've been to Disney. You've been there for a week or however many days you go down. This one thing you did not get to do, what would make it a bad trip? If there's one thing that you always have to do when you go and you don't get to do it, it would be a bad trip. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it's not necessarily your favorite thing, but it's something that you have to do.
It's a must do for you every time you go.
And if you didn't do it, your trip would be ruined.
It would not be as exciting of a trip.
Okay.
Since I asked the question, I'll give the first answer. My answer is, and guys, this is going to sound weird, but it's going to be typically me. If I don't get the location that I want where I'm staying, it's going to be a bad week for me.
But that's like right as soon as you get there.
Wow. I know.
You know, so if it's
so your trip is ruined if you're not where you want to be.
Last time we went.
That's disappointing.
We were kind of, I went and talked to the guy because we had preferred rooms at Pop, and we were placed like, he drew a circle and says, this is preferred. So we were on the very furthest part of that circle you get, like on the third floor. I want to be on the first floor and more closer to everything. The
buses, right?
Buses, yeah. And it was totally opposite of where we usually stay. So, again, it didn't make it a terrible trip, but it took me a while to get back in the groove because I'm just.
Dad, we're here.
But look where we're staying.
We're on Splash Mountain.
Trip's ruined. Let's go home.
I mean, that's just, like I said, that probably wouldn't ruin my trip, but it wouldn't be the greatest because I'm a planner. And I like for things to be just so-so. And that's one of the things that I just like to have certain. So I don't mind paying a little extra for the preferred, and especially if I can get the rooms I want. But that don't always happen.
Yeah. Derek?
It's got to be something to do with food, right?
Of course.
If it's you.
I know there's been a few trips where this hasn't occurred, and it's when I do not get my Dole Whip.
Ooh.
I'm like, how did this happen? And I'll be on the plane flight back home, and I'm distraught because I'm wondering how did I let this happen.
See, we don't want to admit it, but there are things.
And
that
it's happened two or three times, and the second time I was like, again.
You just need to start staying in the Polynesian then.
I do.
Get one every day.
Yep.
Multiple times a day.
We stayed there, we did get it every day.
You have to.
So,
all right, Matt.
So that's my big thing. Is.
Well, I guess I got a couple answers. If The boys are with me, I think it would be meeting Mickey Mouse. If I go on a trip and not meet Mickey.
Doesn't have to be talking Mickey, just Mickey.
Right, yeah, okay. any version of Mickey Mouse, I think I'd be disappointed in that just because that's something that Bruin looks so forward to. Me personally, probably I would say if I go and I don't ride Pirates of the Caribbean, I feel a little let down just because, not that it's my favorite ride, but I think it's quintessential Disney, it's classic Imageering. And I love that ride, Pirates of the Caribbean, always have. And, you know, and I kind of put Haunted Mansion in that same vein, too. Just, I think I'll rephrase, if I didn't ride either of those, I'd be devastated. Those two are kind of the pinnacle for me in terms of the rides that you have to do. So.
Must do's.
If I go and don't get to ride Toad's Wild Ride, I get so ticked.
You've been disappointed since, like, 1997, then.
I have.
99. Well, Craig, then you're going to be disappointed. Craig's made it clear that he's going to be disappointed at every trip, and especially if he doesn't get the right room right away.
Arr.
Is he mad pirate now?
I guess yes. So. As always, thank you for listening, downloading, tuning in, and sharing with your friends and neighbors. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Podbean. Write us a review on iTunes. We greatly appreciate your support of the show. And be listening very soon. We know we said this a few weeks ago, but we will.
The Rock.
Not The Rock. Maybe. But we will be selling some Grim Grinning Guys shirts in the near future. We already gave some of those away, and we may have a giveaway again sometime soon. Who knows? Guys, you got anything else before we head out of the cemetery this evening?
I'm just tickled that we made it through the show without being overtaken by our wives.
Well, don't say anything yet. Sorry, you don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, there's probably one lurking around somewhere.
Yep. And as always, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
So what we'll do is kind of what we do with Grim Grinning Greatness on
Are they occasion. All 18? Huh? Are they all 18?
Hey, we're going to do a draft, but it's not like a football draft, fantasy draft. It's going to be like the U.S. Army draft. You know, they should let Aerospace do that, right, when they invented it.
Aerosmith?
Aerospace.
They should. All right, so Derek's turn.
Ooh, I wonder what Illuminations would look like.
Underwater?
Underwater. Out there in the... This is ridiculous. Derek,